Radio Suffolk
with James Hazel.
Our beginner's guide this Saturday morning at 16 minutes to how to be a wood turner. More importantly, what is a wood turner? Who do we turn to for this advice? Well, only the chairman of the Association of Wood Turners of Great Britain, Andy Coates, is on the show. Morning, Andy.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Oh, very well, my friend. How's things?
Not too bad, thank you.
Look at you with your big, glossy title.
Yeah, for what it's worth.
Chairman of the Association of Wood Turners of Great Britain. That's very grandiose. Do you get, like, a big chain and plaque and everything?
Unfortunately not. No. Just the title.
Now, first of all, Andy, what is a wood turner, for those who are not familiar with it?
Very basically, it's somebody who takes a lump of wood and puts it on a lathe, which can be either foot-powered or electrically powered, and creates objects from the wood using hand tools.
So this is not carpentry in any way, shape or form. This is more art than that, isn't it?
Well, initially it was craft. In recent years, it's turned towards, quite a lot of wood turners are turning more towards artistic objects. But originally it was utilitarian. Domestic plates to eat from, spindles that you obviously remember from your staircases and chair legs. But you certainly can, they've expanded the boundaries of what's possible. And many people, myself included, make things that other people tend to call artistic. But it can be quite utilitarian.
Looking around a home, give us an idea of what would have been the result of wood turning skills. I mean, obviously, banisters is a you know.
Yep, stair spindles, chair legs.
Yeah.
In fact, yesterday Leslie had on the show, they were talking about the Mendelsohn chair, which is a specifically Suffolk chair.
Yeah.
Which was created by Albert Lane, a Suffolk wood turner. Beautiful chairs in the kind of Windsor style. But around the home, traditionally, lots of things would have been made in wood on a lathe, and we tend to have moved away from that because plastics have become cheaper and production methods in metal have become cheaper. But everything from chair legs, lamp standards, table lamps, side lamps, chair legs, domestic utility ware such as breadboards were turned on a lathe. People seem to forget. And you can still do all those things.
I'm thinking it's quite technology safe. It's not something you can get a robot to do.
Unfortunately, you can. For professional wood turners like me, that becomes an issue because people can import objects that have been made on a CNC lathe. The classic is stair spindles. So if somebody comes to me with a broken stair spindle because their teenagers have had a party and they've broken a few, and they've tried B&Q and they've tried all the other big DIY shops, and you can buy a stair spindle for 99 pence because it's been spitted out of a CNC-controlled lathe in Taiwan somewhere. Well, to actually copy it, because you can't buy a replica, it has to be hand-turned, and the price difference, because of the time involved, is significant.
Yeah.
And they have to pull their face at that. They forget that there's time and skill involved.
And how would something that you've created with your hands be better than something that's come out of a CNC?
If it's a stair spindle, because I can replicate something that isn't now available as a CNC-produced object. So, for instance, yesterday I made what's called a topping finial for the top of a gable end of a house.
Yeah.
To copy an existing one. You can't go and buy that off the shelf anywhere. So unless you want to replace the two of them with something tacky and ill-defined and ill-designed, you need to have it hand-turned.
I guess there is a market for it. There are many things that I suspect those in other parts of the world with that machinery are not going to dirty their hands with. Antique tables, the legs for those, that sort of thing. So I'm still thinking you have a healthy opportunity of business.
Oh yeah, there is, and the really nice thing is that it's very varied. So as you just mentioned, antiques, I regularly replace sections of antique objects for antique sellers and restorers and shops. And that's quite fun because you're replicating something that could have been made 200-300 years ago. I restore antique clocks for a clock fanatic, and he brought a clock recently that was made in 1730.
Wow.
Now, obviously, I can't make it in exactly the same way that the guy did originally because he didn't use a lathe then, in all likelihood, or used a hand-powered one. But it's nice to try and replicate that to the extent that, to the trained eye, it's obvious, but to, you know, the Joe Public, it looks original.
How many woodturners are there still in the country?
That's a very good question and a difficult one. The editor of the only woodturning magazine in the country estimates that there are probably, in total, about 40,000. The problem is that lots of them are working quietly in a garden shed or in the corner of the garage. They don't involve themselves with other woodturners. There are, on the AWGB, of which I'm chairman, we have about 3,800 members who are very active messianic woodturners, spreading the message and doing the best they can at craft fairs. And for instance, the AWGB, we do a thing at Gilwell Park every year with the Scout movement. And last year we gave 256 Scouts a 45-minute taster session on a lathe in one day.
Yeah, wow.
And it was fantastic. So we're constantly trying to build the numbers because we don't want the craft to die.
Did you get any interest from that? Did anybody say, I love this, this is me, I can see me doing this?
Most of them do, because the truth is that they don't get that opportunity in school anymore, whereas years ago, people of yours and my generation...
We used to do it. We had lathes in school. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's a shame, because one girl came up and said to me, we always ask, have you used a wood-turning lathe before? And she said, well, I've made a bowl. And I said, oh, that's fantastic. You're the first all day. What wood did you make it out of? And she said, oh, we didn't actually make it in wood. You did it on the computer. So they created one using a program on a CAD program on the computer, but they've got no hand skills.
No.
And they go away with the biggest smile on their face because they've made their mum or grandma a garden dibber or a little toadstool to put on the shelf, and they absolutely love it. And we have had a few take it up with their, you know, parental supervision. And we provide free membership for the under-19s, and then we also do what we call youth training days with some of the best turners in the UK, and that's a free facility for them to teach them how to turn safely and competently so they can go away and then hopefully continue in later life.
I'm going to find out more about how one can become involved in the wood-turning profession. Andy Coates is on the show with us for our Beginner's Guide, chairman of the Association of Woodturners of Great Britain. Back in just a moment.
Travel news
from BBC Radio Suffolk.
9 minutes to Pippa with the very latest.
Thanks, James, and thanks to George for calling in reporting an accident on the southbound exit slip from the A12 at Junction 30, the Stratford St Mary interchange. The exit slip's down to one lane due to an overturned car and trailer, and it is starting to cause some delays now back along the main carriageway. So some slow traffic through Junction 30 of the A12, but nothing too much to worry about so far. The A14 is looking good, could get busy a bit later on Newmarket Way before the first race this afternoon at 2:05. Ipswich Town take on Sheffield Wednesday at the Portman Road. It's an early kickoff, 12:15, so approaches there will start to get busy fairly shortly. The trains are looking good, and that's the latest from BBC Radio Suffolk Travel.
Thanks, Pippa.
Help us keep the county up to speed.
01473 212121.
7 minutes to on the Beginner's Guide this Saturday morning, how to be a wood turner with one of the best in the country. Would that be fair, Andy? Can I kind of call you that?
You certainly can, as often as you want.
All right. With one of the best in the UK, chairman of the Association of Woodturners of Great Britain, Andy Coates, on this show. A good old Suffolkie, and keeping those skills alive. And that's what we're talking about essentially here, isn't it, Andy? It's one of those skills that are threatened by modern life, modern technology.
It's unfortunately, well, it's not a dying craft anymore because we're doing our best to keep it going.
Yeah. Well, we talked a bit about how one can get involved. Is it something we can do at home? Can we buy a lathe? Are they cheap enough?
Yes, certainly. There are budget hobbyist